Hey SEOs and content marketers, say goodbye to crazy spreadsheet mashups and experience unprecedented connectivity between your SEO planning and reporting data. Introducing Audience Key, technology for keyword mapping, content brief automation, and rank tracking that form an SEO strategy system providing unparalleled feedback loops between planning, reporting, and optimization activities. Put your time and energy into strategy, not data upkeep. Visit audiencekey.com and apply for a free trial today.
Webcology interview here on WMR.FM. We have in the studio Amir Glatt, CEO of the website builder and content management platform Duda. Amir, welcome to Webcology.
Hey, thank you. And just like to correct you, I'm the CTO, not the CEO.
Oh, the CTO. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So let's start at the very beginning. What is Duda? What is its purpose, and how is it really useful for the SEO community?
Yeah, so Duda is we are like a website building platform, but we are targeting mainly web professionals, meaning marketing agencies, SEO agencies, freelancers, and also technology platforms, SaaS technology platforms that want to offer website builder to their clients but don't want to build it by themselves. So this is like our main focus in Duda. We are around for quite some time. We're going to celebrate 15 years next year. So it's a long journey. And we have quite a lot of customers. We have around a million live websites on a platform of small businesses. And we have around 23,000 agencies and SaaS platforms using us. So that's like Duda in a nutshell. And we do a lot of things, obviously. We try to help not just with like building websites, but with the entire like, you know, workflow of agencies, making sure they can build like, you know, really high performing websites at scale, efficiently. So, yeah.
So you've built up quite a stable of users in 15 years, but you've targeted the professional communities rather than more of a general community like other CMS systems. WordPress comes to mind. Why did you guys start off targeting that professional community rather than just everybody?
Yeah, so it's a good question. It's like it takes me back a little bit to the journey of Duda. So when we started 15 years ago, we started with a different product. It was like early days of the smartphone. And our first product was, businesses had websites that they built for desktop. Those websites looked and performed terribly on the new smartphones. We said, hey, come to Duda. It was called Duda Mobile back then. Enter the URL of your desktop website, and we're going to build for you a mobile optimized version of your website. If you remember the M.dot, so this was that. And it was, and actually back then we built it for everyone. We didn't really know back then which vertical we are going after. It was like a solution. We had SMBs using it. We had professionals and so on. It went well. But then we figured out that like responsive design came in, and we figured out that like the M.dot era is going to end. So we better pivot quickly. And luckily we did it, and we built like the basis of what Duda is today. But then when we went to market, we entered from, a mobile solution was very unique. And we like the market leader of a very small market. But then when we entered the CMS market, obviously we entered, this red ocean with so many players out there. And we understood that, hey, we really need to differentiate and choose a specific segment to focus on. And then we saw that like professionals are using a product, they like it. Also like the DNF, the company was more, I think, understanding professionals. And we said, okay, we're going to bet on that segment. And from that day on, I think that was like 2015. So almost like 10 years ago, we focused just on like, you know, professionals.
Well, so in trying to solve what was back then a very real problem for businesses, for webmasters, because when the mobile phones came out, websites were chunky and awful, and you'd have to swipe backwards and forwards on them. And a lot of our listeners mightn't remember a time before responsive design, but it was an ugly time. And so, Amir, you guys came along. You want to solve this problem, but you stumbled into solutions for a much larger community, I think, or a much larger business than you intended to. Now you're working desktop and mobile. 2015, 2016 is around the time that Google started adopting the mobile-first strategy. How quickly did Duda grow after that?
So we had like those years that what we call like the struggle years. I don't know if you read Ben Horvitz wrote interesting book about a journey of startup founders. So there's like this period of like the struggle. So basically what happened was that we had like the first product. It started to flatten and decline, and we had a new product which was just like taking off, and it was still kind of like slow. So we had like few years where like if you looked at Duda from the outside, it seems like the company is almost flat. But we knew that like once we're gonna get through the new product to be big enough and the old product to be small enough, then like the company will grow. So and then I think like starting like 2017, 2018, we really started like to grow really nicely, and we're like attractive for investors again, and and up to today, where Duda is like very profitable, very stable company, growing revenues, lots of customers depending on us. So it was a fight, but I think it was like worth it.
Today is a really interesting time. Everything we know about websites is changing in the coming weeks, months, maybe years, probably months. How do you deal with the rapidity of change? I mean, AI has been introduced to the mix in the last 2 years, but in that time, everything has changed twice. Google is constantly updating. Google's updating its own goals, much less as well as its own algorithms. How do you keep up with all that change?
Yeah, so first, I think it's like fascinating time now. It reminds me a little bit of the time when the smartphone came in, when there was like so much change. Maybe AI is even a bigger change, I don't know, than the smartphone could be. So I think like what we see like with AI is two things. One, which is quite amazing, we have like a completely new toy. We as product managers, as developers that are building products and features, now thanks to AI, we can do amazing things that we could not do before. So I'll give you some examples. For example, now we can do automated content creation, right? Like Duda was never in this business because it said, hey, content, like creating content was not our thing. But now with AI, we can really like help like our agencies to generate content for pages, for sites, for text, for images, and so on. Then we can do things like recommendations. What do you need? Which keywords do you need to put in on your website? What type of content do you need? Which pages will be the best practices? We don't need now template for every vertical. We can generate the content for the vertical. Auditing the site. Things like, for example, meta tags and alt text. Up until not long ago, you could only kind of tell the users, hey, you're missing alt tags, you're missing meta tags. Now, with a click of a button, we automate it. We tell them, hey, we're going to generate it for you. So that's amazing. And there's like so many more opportunities. So that's one side of AI. The other side is really like what it's going to do like to our industry. What's going to do for SEO? What's going to do to websites in general? And there, I think like we are trying, like I think everyone else, to try to figure out what does it mean. We are trying to understand. Okay, what does it mean? We focused a lot on SEO, right? And SEO was almost entirely just Google. So now this is like the first time when it's not going to be just Google. We already see traffic coming from ChatGPT to our websites. And so the question, how do you rank high on ChatGPT? How do you get ChatGPT to use your website as or your business as a source for the answers? And I think like today no one really knows. think like the best thing that we know is like to generate good content for them and to rank well in general on Google in standard SEO. But we are trying to figure it out and to see how we can help businesses to strive in the era of AI chatbots and not just like Google search.
Do you ever feel like you're in an innovation war or a tool set war with similar competitors?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we are in a very competitive market, and we know like Duda also. Obviously, we are not the biggest player, right, in our industry. There are like, you know, bigger companies in this industry. So we do feel like the pressure to constantly innovate, it really keeps us on our toes. I think it's a good thing for customers. You know, we and I think like the other competitors as well, releasing so many new stuff on almost a weekly basis. So we do feel like the pressure and we do feel the war on one end. On the other hand, I can tell you that like, you know, one thing that I do like that like changed, I think in the last like 2-3 years is that like, I think up until like, you know, maybe 2020 or 2021, it was always like a fight like on the prices, and prices went down and down and down on in our industry. And now it's not the case anymore. So after like, you know, the market, the public market crisis, you know, when companies understood that they need to be more profitable and so on, and like the inflation. So I think like people today more understanding that like, you know, our services should cost more. So at least like on that front, on prices, I think that we are in a better shape than in the past.
You know, I was going to kind of jump to this in a few moments, but your platform does charge for its use. You have monthly or annual fees. So there's been a major winnowing in the SEO industry in the last year or so, and it feels like a number of people have moved out of the industry or just not made it. Now, somebody who's going to choose Duda is choosing a paid platform because they want stability. They're running a business on it. They want certain benefits that Duda provides them. This is kind of a weird question, but from where you're sitting, as you know, CTO of a company that paid users are coming to use, do you see a different level of professionalism in the SEO industry in 2024, moving into 2025, than you might have seen in previous years? It's a weird question, but something in what you said the last just triggered that thought.
You know, I think like, you know, what we definitely see is that like the professionals that are using Duda, the agencies, they rethinking like their business and how they become like more strategic. They understand that they cannot charge a lot customers just to build like, you know, simple static websites. They really need to provide results, performance, expand like, you know, the portfolio, like, you know, like provide to be more strategic to their customers. So I think this is definitely a change that we see. Many of our customers didn't provide SEO services before and now starting to. Many didn't provide content services before and now, like, you know, they are like providing those because it's like also like more affordable to provide like those type of services. And but I think like in general, like, you know, kind of like, you know, in terms of like, you know, paid platform. So obviously, like, you know, WordPress, which is, you know, a great platform and is like open source and free, but we know that like it's not really free to run a business on it. You need so many different pieces. So it was always like that when you compared like the open source world to the proprietary, like, you know, subscription based like solutions. It was, we have lots of case studies of customers that like, even like before they found out that like in Duda, it's like more cost effective for them because of the you know, the fact that like maintenance is so cheap. They can run 200 websites on Duda without like doing anything, while in WordPress, they needed to, you know, work hard, making sure like the platform is up to date, making sure like, you know, when they update plugins, everything stays as they suspected, supporting their end clients more and so on.
So running a website platform, you have to allow your clients to do pretty much whatever they technically want to do with their websites, provided it's technically feasible. How do you keep up with new technologies as you know, a smaller player? You have to invest a lot of money into research and development. And how do you keep up with that? Moreover, how do you decide where to spend your resources and where not to spend your resources?
Yeah, so this is a very difficult task for us to decide on prioritization. We have things like, when we how we decide like what to do. So we have like different sources. One, we hear from our customers. We have an idea board. Do the idea board where customers can like suggest ideas and vote on others' ideas. So this gives us like some prioritization. We have there, I think today, probably like 3,000 ideas. We can do maybe, I don't know, let's say 100 a year, maybe. So obviously, like we say no to a lot of things. Then we have like in Duda also like the bigger clients. So in Duda we have like smaller agencies that are self-service and buying from our website, and we have like larger agencies and SaaS platforms that, our sales team are selling to them, and account management are supporting them, and they have also requests. And then we have like, our view of the industry and where we want to innovate. And then there's like, what's happening in the industry where we need to catch up. So we try to take all of those like kind of like, sources together and decide what to do and what not to do. Think like we try to say, okay, we're gonna put certain percentage to the table stakes, meaning like the core features in the editor, like as you said, to allow you to do whatever you want. Then we have like, maybe 30% that is really trying to help agencies with their workflow, trying to make them as productive as possible, have the best SEO, best collaboration with their clients, managing their clients, all of that part. And then like maybe 30% in what we call the advanced sites. So e-commerce, online booking, membership, sites with membership that you have to pay to see content, data-driven, like all the sites that are kind of like more advanced and more robust than just static websites. So that's how we do it. Yeah.
As you guys are, looking to meet customer needs and looking to clear the suggestion box as I guess expediently as possible. What has you and your team excited about what you're working on, what you're developing, where the web's going?
Yeah, so I think like we are excited about like few things. One, very excited about what we are doing with AI on productivity. I think like what we released so far like got amazing adoption. What I mentioned before, those like automatic audits and generation of content and so on. We're doing like now kind of like new cool things. We saw that like lots of our clients are having a process where they are interviewing their users, and then they create a file, Google Doc or a Word doc, and this is like the starting point of like creating the site. And we got a lot of those files that we analyzed, and now with AI we are going to help them to upload this like doc to Duda, and from there we're gonna generate the site, make all the information available according to pages and so on, practically saving hours and hours of like time like in this process. So this is like something really cool.
Well,
Then another.
I actually was wondering about that exactly. People are now using AI of ChatGPT to make the website, to code the website for them. Are you going to allow people to use their AI creations, integrate them into Duda?
Yeah, so we are going to allow you to create from different sources. From files, from existing website, generated with us, collect content from your client. So we are trying to kind of like make sure that Duda is working in any way that the agency wants to work. So like kind of like to remove the barriers. So I think like, there's a lot of exciting things that are going to happen there and gonna not just expedite the time it takes to build a site, but also like allow customers to build much more robust websites quickly. So this is one area that is exciting. Another area that is exciting is like what I said, like about the SEO and the ability to build a solution that not just like if you think about like you know how SEO worked typically, so right, so you start, you do like you know your research, your keyword research, your competitor research, you come up with like you know your keywords, then it's up to you like you know to build a website with those keywords and making sure it's good, and then you audit it. So now I think with AI will be able to really streamline this entire process. So from the analysis and phase, automatically to help you like to build it with those like you know keywords and topics in mind, and audit it for you to make sure that like you did a good job. So I think this is like you know pretty exciting, and can really change how people are building websites from the content perspective, not just from the technical perspective. I don't know yet, but like you know, as I said before, like you know how we can help customers to rank well on those AI search engines on ChatGPT, on Perplexity, and like you know all those like you know new search engines that are coming up.
With the new AI-driven search, how much feedback are you able to give webmasters about crawls from AI or mentions via AI? How gran are you able to get really granular about it, or just tell them that the AI shown up?
So right now, we can tell them like, you know, how much traffic they got from those search engines. So like it's like another source. So you know how many queries you got, like you know, from Search GPT, for example, and so on. It's like this entire area, it's still kind of like really developing. So like there's no like real robust data to tell them yet, what exactly like the customer kind of like typed on the AI to get to you and so on. So that's not yet. I hope that like you know it will be available in some way. But at least like you know how much traffic you got like you know from those search engines.
I know you can't talk about specific clients and their data, obviously, but you do, at your position, get to see a great deal of aggregate data. What's your gut on AI search, on how users are relating to AI search? What do you think?
So I think it's growing. I think like still kind of like we see that like obviously like you know AI didn't start with let's say local businesses search, right? You start we start the AI to do things or to ask questions about the world and so on. But now we can see that like we start to see more granular searches done using AI. I'll give you an example. We start to see things like give me the list of pizzerias that are specialized in, you know, wood oven and are, you know, like things that like, you know, much more granular than you typically do on like, you know, a typical search. And for those queries, I think the AI is doing like really good job. So you start to see that more and more. I think it's still kind of like small if you look at like the amount of searches that the business is getting, local business is getting from AI, it's still definitely less than 10% yet. But you know, mobile was also like less than 10% when he started with the mobile, and after like you know 2 years, it was more than 50%. So let's see. I think it's gonna change.
So how does Duda prepare the website structure and the site itself for access for AI agents?
So first of all, like you know, you need to do the basic things for SEO, okay? You need to. That's the most important thing. Also, like you know, to be there for AI, all the things like you know, like the sitemap and like you know, making sure like you know that your pages are indexed correctly and you have like the titles and the descriptions and so on. I think one and then another thing is that like you know. We heard that like you know being like you know available on the different directories is also helping a lot. So we make sure that like you know customers can like you know connect to the local listings, connect to Google My Business, connect to all of those, provide the schema and so on. The interesting thing about the AI, because the AI is like smart and understand context, they can really understand the content of the website. So I don't think it's so important, like, you know, for the AI, I don't know, like things that we had in the past, like the H1 and then the H2 and the H3. Those things don't matter so much. I think like the AI tools are so much smarter than that. So they can really understand the content like a human.
So looking towards, I'm trying to think of, I mean, it's hard to phrase a question about the future given the chaos that is both good and bad that's coming in 2025. For you, for website creators and businesses using the web, what do you think the most important trends, a couple of trends that are moving into 2025, what should they be thinking about or looking for?
So I think like a few things. One, the concept of transactional site is important. You know, we know that like the websites of SMBs, like customers expect to really transact on it and not just like to see information. So there's so many ways to see information. So I think like the website should become like, you know, the hub of business for the SMB. So of course it's true for e-commerce, but also for service-based businesses and others. The ability to have online booking and send invoices and all of those like things that many SMBs didn't adopt yet. So I think this is one thing that like, you know, customers should ask themselves. The other thing, as we talked, is like, you know, to kind of like make sure that like the website is being served by AI, and there are no like really, really good answers, but like those answers will come as the solutions are maturing. But I think this is going to be like, you know, critical.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go soon, but just before we go, let's talk pricing. You got four different basic pricing plans, and then a sort of custom build your own plan. I guess for the average SEO agency, what do you reckon the cost per month, if possible in US dollars? What do you reckon the cost per month would be, and what's the advantages of spending that per month?
So in Duda, we have like the price, we have kind of like two tiers of pricing, where there's the account plan, and then there are like, you know, a price per site for site hosting and maintenance and so on. In the end, like, you know, if you look at it like together, like the price per site is around $17. So if you build like, you buy our agency plan, it includes four sites, then it's around $17, and then any additional website will be another $17. So that's kind of like the price when you buy, when this is when you pay monthly. When you pay annually, you get like, I know, like 25 or 30% discount for that. And if you buy like e-commerce websites, it will be like a little bit more. So that's like the price. I think what you get, like, you know, for those, like, you know, for that, you get a lot of things. First of all, you get sites that performing great performance. You know, you get like Core Vitals, which is like passing, which is important. You get SLA, which is very high. You get you don't get DDoS attacks. Your site is always live, always backed up. Your clients can maintain it. You can give your client access and maintain it that you don't need to. And you get so many kind of like, you know, tools to collaborate with your client, to collaborate with your team, to take care of your SEO, lots of AI automation tools that will save you a lot of time. So, yeah, you get quite a lot. And I think like, you know, we see that our customers are being able to charge their clients, their end clients, at least like, you know, at least $50 a month for like, you know, maintenance. So you still get to keep quite a lot of margin.
So Duda is out doing a great deal of community and business outreach. How's the response been?
Oh, as well, sorry.
Well, Duda is out there doing a lot of community outreach. Duda's becoming a sponsor at a lot of conferences now. They're throwing its own conferences, large and small scale. How are you finding the response?
Yeah, we find the response are great. Like we had like this year, like we had like two partner summits and one online summit. The three of them were like, you know, really successful. So that was amazing. I managed to spend time with lots of our customers, both in Europe and in the US, and our DudaCon, our online conference, had great. I think like we had like several thousands of like people kind of like attending. This was like an online conference. So yeah, I think like the response is really good. I think like we are trying to invest more and more in, like, you know, in the SEO community and provide content, not just like talking about Duda, but really bringing, like, you know, experts and educating, like, you know, the market. So I think, like, we'll continue to do that even more in 2025.
Well, Amir Glad, CTO of Duda, thank you so much for spending time with us on Webcology. Friends, check out the Duda platform, duda.co. Check out some of the conferences, either sponsored or put on specifically by Duda. And Amir, before you go, how would people get involved? Duda's actually forming its own community, it feels like. How do people get plugged in and involved in that?
You know, we have a few things. We have, like, you know, kind of like a Facebook group of community of Duda users called Duda Web Pros. This is a way to get in touch with, like, other, like, Duda users and get a lot of information. And on a website, like, you know, there are, like, you know, pages that, like, you know, you can become an expert on Duda. And then, like, you know, Duda is helping you also, like, to refer business to you from other Duda users who need more help. So lots of information about that on our website.
Okay, well, Amir, thank you so much for your time today. And best to you. I hope to meet you in the real world sometime.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.